You're listening to Vatican Radio.
United Nations Refugee Agency has urged several Central and Eastern European countries to show more compassion towards refugees. The UNHCR appeal comes ahead of an upcoming regional summit and revelations that European Union countries are to restrict passport-free travel for 2 years due to the refugee crisis. Stefan Boss reports.
The UNHCR's regional headquarters, based in Budapest, is appealing to especially the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland and Slovakia to show what it calls greater solidarity with desperate refugees. Leaders of the four countries, known as the Visegrad Group, are expected to discuss the refugee crisis during a summit in Prague on Monday. In a statement seen by Vatican Radio, the UNHCR says the Visegrad Group should realize that many refugees seek sanctuary in the continent as war, conflict and extremism force millions out of their homes. It notes that the Visegrad states combined were hosting just 25,000 refugees last year, a tiny fraction of the nearly 20 million global refugee population. The UNHCR's regional representative for Central Europe, Montserrat Fexis-Vieh, adds that leaders in the region need to offer safety to people fleeing persecution. In her words, they cannot be bystanders during this unprecedented humanitarian situation. The world expects them to contribute to saving lives and restoring hope for those who have lost everything. While she understands public opinion can sometimes be apprehensive, the official says it is important to give relocation and resettlement a chance to work. Her words are an indirect reference to, for instance, Hungary, which has built anti-migration fences along its borders with Serbia and Croatia. Hungarian opposition members have also expressed concern that Hungary's right-wing government is linking terror to migrants fleeing war and poverty, and wants to change the constitution to give the army and police more powers. But Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó has defended these policies and says his nation wants even stronger Europe-wide measures to stop the flow of people from the Middle East and North Africa.
If Greece is not ready or able to protect the Schengen zone and doesn't accept any assistance from the European Union, then we need another defense line, which is obviously Macedonia and Bulgaria. So I hope that we will have some forward progress today. You know, it's kind of frustrating that everyone speaks about the necessity of the protection of the external borders, but nothing happens. And I think we have to stop that.
While Hungary has faced European criticism, documents leaked Friday show that European Union member states are planning to restrict passport-free travel by invoking an emergency rule for 2 years due to the continent's biggest refugee crisis since World War II. Each of the 26 countries in the EU's open travel Schengen area is allowed to unilaterally put up border controls for a maximum of 6 months. That limit can be extended for up to 2 years if a member nation is found to be failing to protect its borders. The Associated Press news agency says the documents make clear that EU policymakers are to declare that Greece is failing to sufficiently protect its border. Some 2,000 people are still arriving daily on Greek islands in smugglers' boats from Turkey. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.